So I feel like sometimes bitul chametz is like, you know, the forgotten child of pre-Pesach preparation. Everyone knows how to do bedika, and you know how to do v'sreifa. Kind of like the bitul, it's just a few words. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? It's actually probably one of the most important parts, and it's unclear. I think people sometimes mess up how it's supposed to be recited. Now, Shulchan Aruch says very clearly the basic halacha that after the bedika at night, you're supposed to be yivatlena. You're supposed to nullify. You're supposed to do bitul chametz, to nullify the chametz. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why. Lest you find a gluska yafe, you're going to find this huge piece of chametz, a whole box of chametz maybe, during your bedika. You're going to say, hey, look, nice big piece of chametz. Why should I throw it out? Why should I burn it? I'll just keep it and I'll come to eat it. So therefore we say, instead of violating bayira bayimatzeh, therefore we say just be mevatel it. Yeah, there's still a chance you're going to eat it, of course. If you're a really big dope, you'll eat the chametz on Pesach. There's nothing really to do about that. But what we can do is not make you violate bayira bayimatzeh, which is owning chametz or finding chametz on Pesach. If you therefore mevatel it, it's not yours anymore. So therefore the rabbis say you should be mevatel the chametz. Okay, we do this at night when we have time left to think clearly. If we would have to only do it in the morning, there's a chance we'd forget, it would be too late. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah explains we do it twice. We do it once at night, and then we do it again in the morning. That is Judaism 101. Question is, does it need to be verbal? Do you have to actually recite the Kol Chamira out loud, or can it be just in your head? Anyone want to admit they only do it in their head? Actually say every word?
I think I read it, but I don't
say it. Yeah, but you don't say it necessarily out loud, right? If you don't have... If all of you don't have kids right there for you, I don't know if I would say it out. I only say it out loud, I think, because my kids are there. I want to teach them. But otherwise, can you just say it in your head? So Shulchan Aruch, a little bit vague about it. He says, V'yomar kol chamira. You say kol chamira, which sounds like you need to verbalize it. However, there is another halacha in Shulchan Aruch later on, in Tov Lamed Zayin, which says if you rent a house on the 14th, and they go in these Pesach programs, or you rent a villa, and you only take ownership on the morning of the 14th of Nisan. And you're not sure if it was checked or not checked. Do you have to check it? So Shulchan Aruch says, ask the owner. Did you check it or did you not check it? Let's assume it's a Jewish owner, from owner. Yeah? And so let's say you can't track down the owner. Shulchan Aruch says you could rely on the fact that it was searched, but mevatel belibo vidayo. Do bitul chametz in your heart, and that's sufficient. That sounds like you don't need a verbal declaration. You could just think bitul chametz, and that is sufficient. Says the Be'er Halacha, actually, this is a huge machlokas. If you need to verbalize or not verbalize, Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha says that the Vilna Gaon says that it's sufficient simply to think it, and therefore, if you never actually say it out loud, you're fine, but it seems to be preferable, and that seems to be most people, to recite it out loud.
That's okay. When you rent a house?
No, but he's talking about renting a house. But you can extrapolate from there. He's talking about the bittul that you would do is the same bittul we would do in our regular bittul. And he seems to say heart is sufficient, the way of thinking it is sufficient.
But when you rent a house, it's not yours.
Correct. He happens to be talking about a weird case. It's a case where you only take ownership of it after bedika, but pre the Zman Isser Chametz. So, for example, you rent out starting the 14th morning at 12 a.m. or whatever, you know, 1 a.m. in the morning. So you didn't have it at the time of the Bidika, but now you have it at the time of Bittul. So he says you could sufficient just to do Bittul, but he says that Bittul can be done in your heart. So if it can be done in your heart, so why can any Bittul be done in your heart? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it can be done in your heart according to some opinions, and you don't actually have to verbalize. Our minhag is that we verbalize it. The next question is, what language do you have to verbalize
it? Verbalize it once, so the second.
That's an interesting point, because you're verbalizing it again, though, for anything which happened in between, or chametz that you know about. Now, the first one was for chametz you don't know about. So really, whatever you have to do the first time, you should have to do the second time. But what about what language do you have to verbalize in? Can you say it in Hebrew, Aramaic, English? What's the business with that? So Yerushalmi says it should be said in Hebrew, actually, but most poskim, including Shulchan Aruch, say this language of Kol Chamira, which is Aramaic. So the question is, why Aramaic? So three answers are given, really two answers are given, and one a third attack. So answer number one is because that was just a common language. Darkei Moshe says that was the common Babylonian, I guess, language that they spoke. So it has to be in a language you understand. So nowadays, English would be just as good as Aramaic. However, the Berhei Dev gives a very deep answer, which I can't really explain to you. In five words, he says, "Lefisha lechem uchias adam." Bread is the staple, the main food of a person. Vein royal zalzo bechvoda. You don't want to insult it. Okay, and then for what? L'kach niskan b'loshim targum. It was said in Aramaic. Shlo yavinu hamazikin v'makatregim. That the spirits, a better word for mazikin, evil things, don't attack you. Because they don't speak Aramaic. That's what the Ber Hetiv says. It says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's not true. It's practically not true. We have a Gemara that says angels don't speak Aramaic. That's what we start halach ma'ani off in Aramaic, whatever it is. But who says? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, "Dizeh omru ala malachim." Only the malachim she'en is kakin lashon arami. But the mazikin, that's their main language. They speak Aramaic perfectly. Now, how do you know that? From Kaddish. The reason why we say Kaddish in Aramaic, according to Beis Yosef and others based on the Zohar, is actually because it wants to counteract the mazikim who do speak Aramaic. So it's a little bit confusing why we say the Kol Chamira specifically in Aramaic. The upshot is that you seem to be able to say it in any language that you understand. Which leads you to the next weird Ramah who says, listen to this. If you understand this, you get a prize. V'im amru b'lashon hakodesh. If you say it in lashon hakodesh, kol chamira, the words kol chamira, then kol chametz v'sar, because the words kol chamira, when you say it in Hebrew, mean chametz and yeast. Avo v'shar v'shonos, but if you say it in other languages, you need to mention separately chametz and yeast. But why is it called kol chamira Hebrew? Kol chamira is not Hebrew. It's Aramaic. So it comes along all this time and says, oh yeah, you know what Ramah is coming to tell you? That if you say it in Hebrew and you don't understand what you're saying, you're still Yotze, because Hebrew, it's Hebrew. Pretty weird. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, no, you're not understanding this. This Ramah makes no sense. So we'll have Dafka. He doesn't mean Kol Chamira is Hebrew, because it's not Hebrew, it's Aramaic. And therefore what the Ramah is just saying is that you should ideally say it in Aramaic, because it has, we know the words, what to say in Aramaic. It is, the word kol chamira, I guess, means both bread and yeast in Aramaic. And therefore, you don't have to bother saying in English. If you say in English, you'd have to say bread and yeast. But really, he's not talking about Hebrew at all. If you say it in Hebrew, you have to actually understand what you're saying. So the upshot of this all...
Certain things are in different languages the same word.
Correct.
For example, gesundheit.
Yeah.
Right, which is gesund, right, Yiddish.
Yeah.
But Goyim say that also sometimes.
So it's
in English also.
Correct. And therefore the Ramah seems to be saying, we're talking about the Mishnah Berurah.
Mazel Tov also is Hebrew English the same.
So I think that's the Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, you have to say in a language that you understand. It happens to be that, you know, Kol Chamira is Aramaic, so Aramaic is better because we knew what those words meant. But if you're going to say in English, you have to start improvising and just come up with other words, what to use, bread, yeast. We don't really know how to say it. So therefore, you're suggesting you say it in this actual language.
Also that word.
Correct. Any word you want.
I get a prize.
Yeah, you get a prize. I know. You get to figure out how to read Mishnah Berurah. So says the Nite Gavriel, I hope I didn't make an edit to owe you something. Nite Gavriel says, the upshot is you have to understand what you're saying. That's really the key factor. If you understand what you're saying, it really doesn't make so much of a difference what language you used. Now, two more points over here. Point number one is, well, what? There's a wild Emek HaTshubah, or a Roth. There's a Satmar Dayan. This is a wild Chiddush. I'll read to you one line of it. It doesn't have any sources for this, but it's something to think about because I never did this. And I feel a little bit stupid. Yeah? Okay. It says, Roy Lizar, you should be careful. Ba'amiris kol chamira, when you say kol chamira, shekodem sheyotze mipiv, before you say the words from your mouth, yichav, and you should think, lamasha omer, what they mean. Lo la'achar miken. Don't say them. What I always do is I used to say it, and then explain it to my kids. I tell my kids, repeat after me, or, you know, kol chamira, they say kol chamira, yeah, tika versus, yeah, repeat it. And then you explain to them what this gibberish means. He says, if you do that, then you've messed up the order. He says, "Tadib," or the words, "Tzarech lios al yidei machshava." Your words must come from what you're thinking. Meaning, you should need to think first I want to get rid of all my chametz. And then you verbalize it with the proper words. You don't normally, think about how you speak. Normally you have a thought. You want to, I want to invite you to something. Yes, I invite you, I want to invite you to my house for Shabbos lunch. So first I think, can I have him for my house for lunch? I'm going to fit in the table. Okay, I'm thinking it out. Now I invite you, can you come to my house? You don't just like say, go over to the person, say words to him, and then think, oh, what did I mean? Whoops, I just invited him without thinking to my house. You think before you talk. Yeah, okay, Matan Torah is different, but the whole idea is that when you had to think before you talk. So therefore, if you just say the Kol Chamira and explain it afterwards, you haven't done what you're supposed to do. You have to actually mean the Kol Chamira when you say it, and therefore you have to think first. Final issue is, what about the language of Kol Chamira? So two or three haras quickly for 10 more seconds on Kol Chamira. We say Kol Chamira v'chami'a, which means both bread and yeast. We just said the Ramah says you actually don't need to say the word chamia, and some nuschos don't have the word chamia. It's included in Chamira. That's our number one. Our number two is the words delo yadanalei. Chametz that you don't know. At night you say the chametz that I don't know about, I want it to be mevatel, get rid of. So why do you have to say that? You just said chametz that I don't see, I want to get rid of. Why do you have to say also chametz I don't know? So the Bach says, well, there's some chametz that you don't see, but you know about. Which is that? The one that you put away for your breakfast tomorrow morning. You hid it in the closet. So that you don't want to be mevatel at night because you want to eat it for breakfast the next morning. So that's what you say, well, yadanalei. Purim Gadim says, our siddurim don't have those words. Says Nitei Gavriel, you know why? Because we want it to be exactly 13 words. I never heard this before. Kol Chamira should be 13 words. Why? Because up until the age of 13, you're not chayav if you eat chametz. That's what he says. And therefore, if you figure it out, Lo Yadanalei messes that up. No idea. Third, final ha'ara is, this is a pretty yeshivish sentence, and I don't know why we don't do this. Nitei Gavriel says, he quotes some sources, I didn't know where they were, but it seems to be, he says it's basic. He says, if a woman is saying Kol Chamira, which I know my wife says it as well, I'm assuming some of your wives may say it as well, they shouldn't say Bereshusi, because a woman doesn't own anything. She should say Bereshus Bali. Any chametz should have in the possession of my husband. Because if she says Bereshusi, it's meaningless. She has no Reshus. Bless you. There's certain.
She has no right to be involved with them.
Well, she has, correct, we may have given it to her to use, so I guess, I hear you. You said, why does she have to do it at all? I hear you. Unless she has chametz that, like, she knows about, but he doesn't know about, so maybe it doesn't count when he is mevatelet, because, I don't know, here's what he says, b'chiddush. So I've never seen any sitter, anything at all, that even has an alternate nusach like that, but that would be a pretty radical vart. Final vart, because I'm over my time, sorry. Last sentence is, what about if you find chametz at night? In your bedikah, if you find the chametz after you do the bittul at night, before the burning next morning. So now that you do your bedikah, you did a great job, and sure enough, you dope. After you did your bedikah and you said the Kol Chamira, you find another whole bag of Cheerios. You want to eat that next morning, can you? Says Nitei Gavriel, you cannot eat it because that would undo your bittul, because the bittul that you made at night is all chametz that I don't know about. Here you had chametz that you didn't know about, you nullified it, you're going to eat it the next morning, you've undone your nullification, therefore don't do that. Shkoyach.